Welcome into Public Perspectives on this Saturday morning. Melissa Chastain is our guest, interim superintendent for the Mexico School District. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for
having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for giving up part of your Saturday morning to be here with us. I know it's a normal day off for you, but we appreciate you coming in. What are your goals for this year since you are the interim superintendent?
As interim superintendent, my goal is to work with the amazing educators that we have in Mexico to focus on student needs. This last year with COVID has been one year that we hope to never go through again, but I think what it did for us is really prioritize some needs, and not all are academic, social, emotional needs. But as an interim superintendent, my goal is to focus on student needs, support our staff that we have here in Mexico, work with the community, involve our parents more in decision making, and do what's best for kids, and in turn that does good things for our community.
And speaking of academics, have you seen any trends that students are behind a little bit academically after COVID?
You know, our data, end of year data, is pretty typical as compared to other districts around us, and our state data is pretty typical to other states around us. I don't like thinking in terms of we're behind. This last year certainly wasn't a typical year, and so to compare student progress this year to a previous year, I think puts a lot of added stress on educators. And so we're going to focus on growth moving forward, and every single student should grow at least a year, and we're going to focus on growth, and we're going to focus on supporting our teachers and think of, you know, not the fact that we're behind, because we're all in the same spot as educators in the United States right
sure.
now.
What are some of the major issues facing the district as things kind of begin to switch back to pre-COVID conditions?
That's a great question, and it's one that we've talked about a lot as a staff. Really, social emotional support systems within our school for not just students but for teachers. I think that that's one of our major issues. Certainly, this last year was taxing on all of us emotionally for kids. Not to be able to be around other kids from March until the beginning of the next school year, and then you're coming back to school, and you know we're in masks and we need to stay 6 feet away from each other, and that's hard on kids. It was taxing on teachers. I know it was taxing on parents as well. I have a daughter who's in high school, and it wasn't easier for high school students either.
We're all social creatures.
We are.
That had to have been very, very difficult for the adolescents, probably especially.
I totally agree with you. That's I think what we can take from the last year just as a people. We need each other. We need social interactions, and we all missed that last year. So one of our major issues is that social-emotional piece, but also developing a culture and here in Mexico with our school system to support our people, however we can. I've been here, this will be my 17th year in Mexico. I've been in two other districts previous to this, and I'm telling you, we have some of the best people in this school system here. And so to support each other, and hopefully we're going to have more of a normal, I hate that word now, but a normal school year.
Well, what can parents and patrons of the district do to help make life a little easier for educators?
I love that question. You know, I like to think about that in both ways. What can we do to make it easier for parents, and what can parents do to make it easier for educators? And I think it comes down to communication. We need to, as a school district, be open to communicating and being as transparent as possible. And I think we're very guilty of not doing that sometimes. And for parents, I would say to them, if you have a question, if you have a concern, we want to hear, we care. We want to hear what your questions and concerns are. I'm a parent myself, and I know at the end of the day, I care about my daughters more than anything else, and I'm no different than other parents. So just reach out to us, school or, you know, here at Central Office, and we are happy to help you however we can.
Very good. You know, there were some concerns a couple of years ago when Mexico went to grade centers. Has that uproar kind of calmed down? How's that concept working out?
I think there are still probably some people who aren't, you know, super happy about that decision. But as far as a district, when we did that, it was a focus on doing what, you know, we felt was right for kids. And I will tell you, at McMillan, at the pre-KK center, we have to have those students all together. We have seen, even in a year of COVID, a tremendous amount of student growth academically. And that was one of the things that the outcomes that we were hoping for with that. I haven't heard, now I'm probably going to hear, but I haven't heard anyone, you know, say anything about our grade center situation. I think there, again, I think we could have done a better job at communicating during that time, and also getting more input from parents. But overall, it has seemed to really kind of evened out the class size situation that we had between Hawthorne and Eugene Field. But it seems like it was a good move for the district, for our students.
Okay, we've got the lights up. We've got the rubber hoses outside the door. We won't beat this out of you if we don't have to, but tell us the Melissa Chastain story.
Well, I'm going to leave out, you know, some of the information that you might find really interesting. But as far as education, I am a non-traditional educator. And what I mean by that is, when I went to college, I chose not to major in education, and it was for a really ridiculous reason. My parents were both educators, and I thought, no, I'm not going to be like them. And I got a Bachelor of Science in Marketing at Southwest Missouri State University, or Missouri State as it's called now. And it was only a few years that I realized, because my heart kept going to kids, that I had made a mistake in not pursuing an education degree. So at that time, I was employed as a Title I preschool teacher at Wellsville Middletown. Absolutely loved my 3 years spent there. And I was hired on as a non-certified teacher. I started pursuing my education degree. I now have a master's in special education. Once I decided to go down the administrative role, I got my specialist from William Woods. And then I am working on my dissertation. I have completed all of my doctoral classes. And so my path has been a windy one. But I will tell you, I think in life, people need to do what their heart leads them to do. And for me, it was helping students. I have loved every role that I've had as an educator, but being in the classroom with kids and really making a difference. And the funny thing is, it's not just me making a difference for them. They made such a difference in my life. And so you know that this was the right path for me. Unfortunately, I wasted a lot of money, you know, with that marketing degree, but all of our paths are a little bit windy at times. I'm proud to be an educator. I think it is, you know, one of the most noblest professions. And my grandma was a teacher, my parents were educators, and I'm proud that my daughter, who is a senior in college, she will graduate next year, hopefully, with her elementary ed degree.
Very good. So the family tradition continues. And
yes.
And it wasn't a waste of a degree in marketing by any means, because you still have to sell whatever project you're working on to other people.
That's true.
You have to be able
to
market that. So what drew you into the administrative side of things?
when I was teaching, like I say, I absolutely loved being a teacher. Sometimes you'll talk to an administrator and they always knew they wanted to be a principal or a superintendent. That wasn't me. When I started teaching, I could not believe that we had students who were in fifth grade and didn't know all of their letters or their sounds and they couldn't read. And so for me, I became very, very passionate about literacy for all kids. And that means thinking outside of the box and doing things that we never imagined doing. We all learn differently. So I got super passionate about literacy. I ended up being the district reading coach and a process coordinator in special education, really giving special education parents a voice, giving my special education students a voice, and seeing that you know what, you can do things that go against statistics. And that was the teacher who I wanted to be. And I got into an administration because I wanted to help other teachers have the support that they needed so that they could do things that, you know, they didn't imagine that they could do. And taking care of my people and my building and creating a culture and a climate that is geared towards student success and student focused, and where all kids means all. So again, it was kind of a winding path for me, but positions opened up within the district, and I'm very grateful for every opportunity I have received here to be able to move into different positions and hopefully impact more and more kids. And that ultimately for me is the reason of being in an administration. It's not about being the boss. It's about working with people to empower them to make a difference for hundreds of kids, thousands of kids. And so as hard as it was for me to leave that classroom, I, in my head, I'm always like, you're impacting more kids than you would have in that one classroom. So that's my answer with that.
Matt, you said that, you know, it wasn't just you imparting information and changing the lives of kids, but they changed you
Yes.
as well. What were some of the things that you learned from your students?
That life is not fair. It's really unfair. And that there are things that we can do when we're struggling to help each other. And I knew that as an adult, but when you're sitting with a student who maybe hasn't received all of the chances, you know, all of the things, the opportunities that other kids have, and to try to level out that playing field so that everyone has a chance at success. You know, I grew up and I loved to read. When I got in trouble at school, it was because I was hiding a book in my desk reading. And I specifically remember that. And so to be with students who were working harder than I had ever worked in school and having a really difficult time learning how to read, not because there's something wrong with them, but because they learn differently. I just had never experienced that before, and it made me as a person want to do better. And I think this world is about helping each other and making each other better and supporting each other. We all have strengths. We all have weaknesses. And I'm telling you, kids are resilient. And given the chance, they will rise to really high expectations. And they helped me hold myself to a higher standard.
Very good.
Yep.
And I know that you've got quite a few openings within the district. What are some of them and how can people apply? What skills are needed? Kind of fill us in on that, would you?
We do have several openings currently. The teacher shortage is real and it's definitely being felt here in Missouri and in mid-Missouri and like other surrounding districts. We are looking right now for elementary teachers. Over the last 6 years in Missouri, there's been a 25% decline in K-12 teachers. So if you are a person who has thought about being a teacher, if you have a bachelor's in another degree area, it is possible to be like me and go down a non-traditional path. I will tell you, as a principal at Hawthorne, when I hired some non-traditional students, and they became some of the most amazing teachers I have ever worked with. It's all about your heart, and we can provide training, but we are looking for several K through five teachers, actually first through five teachers at this time. All of our administrator positions are filled. We are always looking for paraprofessionals. So there are many opportunities for people out there who, you know, sometimes you think, I wonder if that's for me. Bethany Collins here at Central Office is a great person to reach out to as far as if you do have a degree in another area. That alternative certification process, Bethany knows everything about certification. But certainly, you know, you asked at the beginning of the interview, what is a challenge that's facing us? And the teacher shortage is something that we need to really focus on and hopefully create a place where people will want to stay and that we can retain teachers. Teachers are our number one factor in student success. And so we want the best.
Now, is it only for those that are bachelor degree holders that can do this, or can someone with an associate's degree also come in and get a teaching position?
Again, Bethany is way more knowledgeable about it than me. I believe bachelor's, but there are avenues, and I will tell you, if you've thought about being a paraprofessional, there are lots of different avenues, and I mean, I can say it from personal experience. If you think, hey, I do think that I might want to be a teacher, and I've thought about that, but it seems like it's an unrealistic goal, absolutely pursue it. And Bethany can talk to you about those avenues.
Do you think that the board's recent decision to increase pay for extra duties for teachers and the support staff will help retain people in those positions long term?
I really, really hope so. But I'll tell you, I don't think people stay or go because of money. I think people stay or go because of how they feel about the difference that they're making in a place. You know, I have worked in positions that, you know, paid a lot less than other positions, but if you feel like you're making a difference and if you feel like you're heard and people care about you and are going to take care of you and support you, yes, pay is important, let's be real, but I think relationships and a sense of belonging and making a difference is more important. Having said that, I am so excited about the board's decision to increase pay for the extra duty and our support staff. It definitely deserved.
Well, and it's one of those differences between extrinsic and intrinsic motivators.
Absolutely.
Money being the extrinsic and creating a spark within a student being that intrinsic value.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what would you like for the listeners to know about Mexico Public Schools?
Gosh, I could go on and on, but I won't. I have been here. This will be my 17th year in the district. And what I would like listeners to know about Mexico Public Schools is we, meaning the entire staff, we are here to support kids however we can. We are on your side. Most of us are parents too. It's scary to send your kids off to a place all day long and entrusting us with your most valuable possessions. I totally get that. But if I could have one piece of knowledge out there for everyone, it is that we are a district that really cares about kids. We care about our community. We are very thankful for our community, and we want to create a partnership with you that you know, in a few years, we can look back and look at everything that we've done. And it's all about the betterment for students and supporting each other. We have a great school system, and I have created such wonderful relationships with people all over this district. And I can say I would not have stayed here if I hadn't found that here. But we have the best people. So that's my message.
I would tend to concur. I know you've got a lot of staff members that, like me, are products of the Mexico school system.
Yes.
So we don't tend to stick around if we didn't think it was worthwhile.
I agree. And you brought up that kind of leads me to a great point. You know, you're a product of Mexico, and my own two children, who I love more than anything, they will both be products of Mexico school system. And, you know, one of them, I think, is hoping to come back and actually teach here. And I think that says a lot when people have grown up here. You know mm-hmm. what the school system is about. And so we need to celebrate our strengths and work together to create something that's really great for kids.
Well, two that I can think of right offhand would be Darren Pappas and Sarah Gleason.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Look at our teachers, our staff members who are Mexico, grown and raised Mexico mm-hmm. and graduated. So we have a lot of great things going for us. And yes, we need to make improvements in areas. We need to grow in areas, and we can certainly do that together, supporting each other and with our community.
Melissa Chastain, Interim Superintendent for Mexico Public Schools, thank you so much for being a part of Public Perspectives this morning.
Thank you. We really appreciate your support, and I'm glad to have this opportunity.
Very good. We'll be back again next Saturday morning at 8 here on AM 1340 KXCO.